Okay, so let's really get into this. We're looking at what seems like, a pretty straightforward children's story, Ella's Jungle Adventure: Love and Safety by Gil Hewton. And yeah, on the surface, it's this charming little poem, right, about a baby elephant, her adventures.
Exactly, a sweet little narrative.
But what we want to do today is kind of peel back those layers a bit, go beyond just the surface appeal. We're aiming to dig out some, well, some surprisingly deep ideas hidden in there.
Yeah, there's more going on than you might think at first glance.
We're talking about that tricky balance, aren't we, between wanting freedom, that sort of innate drive, and the need for safety, for connection.
The very human need, or well, elephant need in this case.
Huh, right. And you might actually be surprised how much wisdom you can get from a story about a little spirited elephant.
It touches on some really big life questions.
It really does. It's almost like a shortcut to understanding some complex themes that honestly apply to all of us.
That's spot on. You could easily pick this up, read it to a child, and think, okay, lovely story. But what's really quite fascinating, I think, is how subtly it gets at some core psychological ideas, almost poetically.
Yeah, it's not just saying there are universal themes.
No, it's showing them, it illustrates that fundamental tension,
Yeah.
a child's push for autonomy, for doing their own thing.
And the parents' instinct to protect, that pullback.
Exactly. It's a brilliant way of showing, not just telling, how complex family dynamics can be, even in a simple structure.
I totally agree. And it wastes no time, does it? Right from the start, Ella is, what is it? Lively and free with her big floppy ears.
She's filled with glee.
She's just pure childhood curiosity, isn't she? That energy to just go explore, it feels almost primal.
It really does. And right away, you get the contrast. The parents, the aunties, they have these wise concerns, as the poem puts it. And it's key that they're not portrayed as trying to squash her spirit, Their love just naturally comes out as prioritizing her safety.
That line, "Join in the fun, but keep us in sight."
We want you safe from morning till night. Yeah, it's not about controlling her. It's about providing what psychologists call a secure base, that feeling of safety, of being anchored.
So she can explore confidently from there.
Precisely. It's actually a really lovely, simple depiction of that whole dynamic.
So it's less of a strict rule and more an invitation. Explore, but stay within this circle of safety.
Kind of, yeah.
But Ella, well, like lots of kids, right? She hears them, but she's just so curious to explore and see. She wants adventure and plans a spree. That pull of the unknown is just too strong.
The lure of hidden treasures.
Yeah. And the poem's rhythm even seems to shift a little there, doesn't it? It gets a bit quieter, like her tiptoeing away.
That's a good point. It really captures that sneaky but still innocent desire for simple things, finding flowers, splashing in mud.
Just pure, simple fun from her perspective.
But what the author does very cleverly, I think, is slowly introduce the danger. It's not immediate, it sort of creeps in. While Ella's having this wonderful time being free, the poem drops in that line about some lions and tigers hide in the bush.
Crouching and waiting to pounce with a rush.
Oof, yeah. And that really frames the central question, doesn't it? How do you balance that natural urge to explore with the fact that, well, there are real dangers out there, often hidden
And
ones?
suddenly the family calling out that repeating line.
Ella, Ella, stay in view. That's because they all love you.
It stops sounding like nagging, and you hear it as, well, urgent, like a lifeline, an expression of deep love and worry.
Absolutely, it changes the meaning.
And then it gets really stark, doesn't it? The shift from her happy exploration to actual real peril. Huge sharp teeth and big brown paws with claws beneath. It makes the lions and tigers very concrete, not just an idea.
Yeah, a tangible threat.
And the warning gets so direct. Be careful, Ella, so you don't become breakfast and lunch rolled into one. I mean, that's pretty intense language for a children's book, right?
It is, but it lands the point effectively. It underscores why that protective instinct is so absolutely necessary sometimes. And even though Ella has her huffs and puffs, size, which is such a perfect little picture of a frustrated kid,
Oh, yeah, totally recognizable.
she has to go home. And this is where I think the real meaning of that love becomes clear. The child pushes for more freedom, naturally, but it's the parental love, not just rules, not just fear, that ultimately pulls her back to safety.
So it's the connection itself that draws her back.
Exactly. That line, "Remember always, as elephants do, that you are important, they truly love you," that's more than just advice. It's about identity, about belonging, about being cherished.
It's interesting, too, that it mentions how easily she can get distracted, even within a big community.
Right. Cousins and friends within her large herd.
Yet it's still easy to wander and not hear a word. That speaks volumes, I think.
Yeah,
it does. And that call, Ella, Ella, stay in view. That's because we all love you. It really becomes like this constant loving thread running through the whole thing, an anchor.
A literal anchor in the poem.
And if you look at the big picture, how it all wraps up, the story resolves beautifully when the sun sets and Ella returns. It's the love of your family that brings you home. That line just sums it all up, doesn't it? The core message about coming back, about connection.
Yeah.
It's not about being punished or scared into returning. It's the strength of that unconditional love. You see it in the parents' reaction too, the tears, the sighs. It's relief, not anger. It shows how much her wandering worried them.
That makes total sense. And when Ella apologizes, I'm sorry, I wanted to see all the fun places where I could be free. That's a key moment.
It is.
It's not just saying sorry. She's explaining that core desire, that need to explore. She wasn't being bad.
No, just curious.
Yeah.
Driven by that innate need.
But maybe what she learns or remembers is that real exploration, the best kind, often feels safest when you start from that place of connection. The security she finds back home isn't holding her back. It's actually the foundation.
Beautifully put. And the ending really reinforces that, doesn't it? It's such a comforting image. She gets Mama's fresh milk in her kind, stroking trunk. She's safe and warm.
Safe again.
But importantly, her dreams are still of running and playing.
Yeah.
That desire for adventure hasn't been crushed.
Right. That's crucial.
But maybe now it's tempered with this knowledge, this feeling that her family surround her quietly saying, Ella, Ella will watch over you. And that's because we all love you.
So it's a promise. Future adventures are possible, but within that loving, watchful presence.
Exactly. It's like the secure attachment model playing out in a poem. Really quite neat.
Okay. So bringing this all together, thinking beyond Ella and her jungle, What does this mean for us? We've sort of taken this story apart, a story that looks simple about a baby elephant finding her way. Mm-hmm. And we found it actually explores quite thoughtfully this ongoing push and pull, right? Between wanting to explore, wanting autonomy.
And that equally essential need we all have for safety, for connection, for belonging, that loving tether.
Yeah.
And it's a great reminder, I think, that family love or deep connection in general isn't just about setting limits. It's about creating that secure base.
That allows for real, confident exploration to actually happen.
Exactly. It's that profound, you know, often unconditional love that pulls us back, calls us home, even when we wander off track. And that love often shows up as protection, as concern, as just being there.
Yeah.
Steadfastly.
So it really leaves you with a question, doesn't it, for you listening? Mm-hmm. How do you manage that balance in your own life, that innate pull towards freedom, towards adventure?
So this is the very real, very vital need for security, for connection. It's a constant negotiation for most of us.
And maybe thinking about how the people who love you influence that balance, sometimes in ways we don't always notice right away.
Yeah. How does their love shape your boundaries, your explorations, your sense of home? Something to mull over.